And there's no question, there's no doubt. What's the point of me failing in the last moments when I'm about to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and my will is totally upside down, completely un-Islamic, totally in the opposite direction of the instruction of Allah, and that's the last thing I needed to do as I left. You're not going to take your wealth with you. Let's go back to those five sons. Imagine you didn't block any of them and you followed what Allah told you. And it so happens that 20 years later, there's only one son who always makes dua for you. Who is he? He's the one who regretted that he was a bad son when you were alive. The other four, they forgot you. Subhanallah. Dad was a good man. Dad was a good man is not going to get him into Jannah. Oh Allah, forgive my father. That's what's going to get him into Jannah. Subhanallah. So don't underestimate who's going to be closer to you later on. You don't know. Be fair, be just. You passed your test in the eyes of Allah. Whether you got along or didn't get along with that particular child, it is your child. Some people want to block their brothers and sisters in the case where they don't have children or they don't have male children. Sometimes, my brother, my sister, you cannot do that. It's not up to you. This is Allah telling you it's justice. This money was ours. This wealth was ours. You came onto the earth zero. You're going to go back zero. Don't worry about what's going to happen. Do it the way we told you and that's it. You will succeed with Jannatul Firdaus.